Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 3. Week 7. The author, the captain of salvation, and the forerunner, leading many sons into glory by entering within the veil and going outside the camp. Wednesday related verses. Hebrews 13:12. Therefore also Jesus, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:10. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. Romans 15:16. That I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, a laboring priest of the gospel of God, in order that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:26. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. Luke 15:8-10 and 17-21. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one silver coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner repenting. 17-21. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants abound in bread, but I am perishing here in famine? I will rise up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he rose up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him affectionately. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.'" Related reading. God's economy is the intention of his heart's desire, and God made this intention a purpose. Sanctification is the holding line in the carrying out of the divine economy. We say that sanctification is the holding line because every step of God's economy in his work with us is to make us holy. Today we have all been, quote, hooked by the, quote, fishing line of the divine sanctification. We were in the, quote, ocean of humanity, but this line reached us and we have been hooked. Our being hooked will be consummated when we are transfigured. Then the line will be completed. Someone came and spoke something about Christ to us. There was a, quote, hook hidden in this one speaking, and a hook got into us. We were convicted, and we repented and believed. Then we were regenerated in order for us to continue on the holding line of the divine sanctification. God, in eternity past, made an economy, and in that economy he decided to have many sons. After he created man, man became fallen. Then God the Spirit came to sanctify man. We were lost in Adam, in sin, and in death. we were in a heap of collapse, full of sin and death. But the Spirit came to seek us out and found us. Then he convicted us and stirred up our spirit to repent. This was our initial sanctification unto repentance. This seeking sanctification resulted in our repentance to bring us back to God. The redeeming sanctification, the positional sanctification, is through the blood of Christ, to transfer us from Adam to Christ. This changed the place where we were. Our regeneration is a kind of sanctification. Regeneration is the beginning of the dispositional sanctification to renew us from our spirit. This makes us, the sinners, who are enemies of God, sons of God. The renewing sanctification continues our dispositional sanctification by renewing our soul from our mind through all the parts of our soul. Our soul has three parts: the mind, emotion, and will. The transforming sanctification is the daily sanctification, which reconstitutes us with the element of Christ metabolically to make us a new constitution as a part of the organic body of Christ. In order for us to be the living members of Christ, we need to be constituted with Christ's element to make us a new constitution for the building up of the body of Christ. The conforming sanctification is the shaping sanctification to shape us in the image of the glorious Christ. A fruit tree has the shaping principle of life within it. When the sanctifying Spirit sanctifies us, there is a shaping element to shape us into the image of the glorious Christ. This shaping makes us the expression of Christ. The glorifying sanctification is the consummating sanctification, the completing sanctification to redeem our body by transfiguring it. Our vile and fallen body will be redeemed from sickness, from weakness, from death, and from lust and sinfulness, to make us Christ's expression in full and in glory. At this point, God's salvation and God's sanctification to carry out God's economy have reached the highest level. The divine sanctification, from its beginning to its ending, is altogether the fine work of the consummated, compound, life-giving and indwelling Spirit of Christ, the embodiment of the Triune God.